Welcome back here to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbin here with you again, filling in for Kyle High on this Wednesday. Here with me now is the director of the Caulfield Chamber of Commerce. I've got Candy Westbrook here with me. Candy, good morning. Good to see you once again.
Good morning, everybody. Hello.
Obviously, we've got a lot to talk about here today, so I'll let you go ahead and just get right into it.
Okay. Well, as you know, everybody's kind of wrapping up Christmas, so it's actually kind of slowing down right now. Not a lot going on, actually. Everybody's going to get ready for the holidays. Businesses are wrapping up all their end-of-the-year financials and all that good stuff. So just a few things I wanted to mention today. First of all, I wanted to give a shout-out. The annual Shop at the Cop was a huge success. I think they said they had over 169 kids in Coffeyville, and then 233 total with both of their locations and days. And then it took 90 volunteers. Isn't that crazy? That's a lot of people. And, of course, the support of our wonderful local, county, and state police departments and so many others. So just thanks, everybody, for helping out that and giving back Coffeyville. Wanted to give a big warm welcome to one of our newest businesses here to Coffeyville called Beyond the Individual. This wonderful organization provides behavioral support and treatment for youth with disabilities. And we're just excited that they have joined our community. Now, I know this is a couple months away. Well, about 6 months away, 6 weeks away, I think. But go ahead and save the date. Mardi Gras is coming back. That's something the Rotary has put on every year. But it's a community event. So everybody's invited. And have you ever been?
I haven't.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. You need to get John to bring you up and have a KGGF table. It's so much fun. So anyway, February 19th, put that on your calendars. We'd love to invite the entire community because it's a great, wonderful night. And it's also a fundraiser, so. And since I didn't have a whole bunch of stuff going on right now, like I said, everybody getting ready for the holidays, I did think this is a good time to share a couple details on some chamber things that I tend to get a lot of questions about. So one, I've been announcing the last few weeks about the chamber annual dinner. So I wanted to go ahead and give a little bit more detail on that because I did have somebody ask a question. Along with it being kind of our end of the year report that we do and celebrating all the awards. So we'll be giving out a business of the year, a small business of the year, volunteer of the year, citizen of the year, and then rising star, which is a newer business. So those are always fun because they're surprised. They never know they're getting them. And I love seeing their faces and the excitement. We always bring in a speaker every year that's inspirational. And this year we've got an amazing one. I'll just go ahead and bring his details and information in January, but he's going to be awesome to listen to. So I'd love to invite everybody out. But one of the questions I get is, we always say this is also our biggest fundraiser of the year. And I always get, well, wait, isn't the chamber funded by the city? Well, no, they are amazing partners with us, but we are a separate organization. We are not funded by the city. We are funded 100% by our business members. They pay a membership fee. Unfortunately, even with that membership, that doesn't cover even all of our salaries and cost rent and overhead and all that. So we do fundraisers, and that helps us with community events like a Christmas parade. It helps us with projects. It even helps us with repairs and equipment in our office just so we can have computers and chairs. And so just so you know a little bit about that, because I get that, like I said, every year. Well, I thought the city pays for everything. Why are you guys doing a fundraiser? So that is why. And so I do have a special request, and don't laugh too hard at this because some of it's funny. But we're looking for some awesome items for some of our games. So gift certificates, baskets, just any kind of cool latest gadget we're looking to give away for some of our games and prizes. We are also looking for wine and liquor donations. And this is the funny part where I say don't laugh, because I know some of you out there have like bottles of wine stuck down in some corner that you think, oh, one of these days I'll get them out, and you never do. So donate them to the chamber. We can use them for our little games and auction. And we are also looking for desserts. So if you have any great bakers out there, we have a game that we do called Dessert Dash. So much fun. Kind of crazy, actually. So anyway, I'm looking for a few things for our donation, and that's just a little bit about the chamber dinner. And then just final little thing I was going to wrap up with is another question I get a lot about is just who I am, especially if I meet someone that hears me on the radio. They're like, oh, that's the voice. I'm sure you probably have got that too. People go, oh, wait, you sound so familiar.
All the time.
I know. I love that. So I thought I'd tell everybody a little bit about who the chamber person is so you can get to know me and know kind of my passion for why I want to help Coffeyville. Next month, I'm actually celebrating 5 years at the chamber. That doesn't seem like very long, but in the chamber world, it's actually like a lifetime. We tend to, in the chamber world, kind of go through a lot of people. So I'm so excited. I've been here for 5 years, and we have the most amazing staff, which is why I love my job so much. I was born in Independence, and so a lot of people are like, and you love Coffeyville now? I'm like, yes, you can love all of Southeast Kansas. So I do. I love Kansas. I love this region. I, like I said, I was born in Independence, moved away, got my master's, and eventually ended up in Texas for many years. Most of my background is actually in secondary and higher education. I have three kids. I'm an avid reader, and I have some very big and exciting dreams and goals for the chamber and our community over the next couple of years, so I can't wait to share it with everybody. So just wanted to give a little peek into who is Candy, and like I said, we didn't have much to share today, so just thought I'd give a little background on some things. But I will be gone next week, and the chamber will be closed. However, there are some ways you can still reach us if anything comes up over the next week or so and you need to get a hold of somebody. You can message our Facebook page. We'll be on Facebook. Jump on our website and find my email address, because I do check that even if I'm on vacation. And then we will every once in a while be popping in the office to grab a few things, cut some checks. And so we'll try to check our messages occasionally as well. So you can still reach out and catch us if you do need anything. But hopefully everybody just takes some time, enjoy the family in the holidays, and have a good Christmas.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Candy, for stopping by here today. Always appreciate you, and we'll see you in 2022.
Okay, thanks.
Again, that was Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, stopping by and, of course, giving us some information about what is going on in the area, again, as we approach the Christmas and rest of the holiday season. So we'll go ahead and jump off to the rest of the break here, but when we come back, it'll be time for more Open Line. We'll resume Open Line here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.